Dark Side, Impact Ghost for rewind worthy drops enabled and Lev 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. Advanced, alright, let's build one of those Dark Side pre-drop moves that makes people feel the drop before it happens. Not in a cheesy riser into impact, way more like the tune inhales, the room bends, your stomach braces, and then the real hit lands and suddenly everyone understands why a rewind exists. This technique is called the Impact Ghost. The idea is simple. You steal the first impact of your drop, print it to audio, reverse it, then treat it like a haunted preview. Filter it, gate it, add a dark room slam, control it with macros, and most importantly, arrange it with a micro stop so the listener gets that wait now moment. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12, and we're focusing on composition psychology as much as sound design, because the best ghost isn't loud, it's persuasive. Step 0, set the tune up so it speaks old school. Put your tempo in the 165 to 172 range. 168 is a sweet spot for this vibe. If you're using breaks, open groove pool and grab an MPC 16 swing around 54 to 58, then apply it lightly. Keep the amount maybe 20 to 35%. The point is to get that human push-pull without turning the drums into soup. Also, make sure your drop actually has a clear first downbeat impact. For jungle and old-school DNB, that can be the kick and snare stack, or even just a nasty snare with sub-support. But it needs a signature, because we're going to steal that signature. Now step 1. Build the drop impact print. This is your source material. Create a new audio track and name it Drop Impact Print. Then solo only the core elements that define the first hit of the drop. Think kick and snare, your sub or bass stab, crash or ride, maybe a re-stab or chord stab if that's part of the statement. You're not printing the whole drop, you're printing the punch. Set the global record input to resampling. Then record either half a bar or one bar starting exactly on the drop downbeat. Be precise. If you're late by even a tiny bit, your ghost will feel like it's tripping over the grid. Once you've got it, consolidate it. Control or Command J. Now you've got one clean clip containing the drop's punch signature. Quick coaching note. You're capturing tone, pressure, transient shape, and space. You're not trying to capture a whole groove. This matters later, because the ghost should suggest the downbeat, not reenact it. If someone can hear your exact kick snare rhythm in the ghost, you've spoiled your own magic trick. Step 2. Turn the impact into a ghost. Duplicate that printed clip onto a new audio track and name it Impact Ghost. Go into the clip view and hit reverse. For warp, use beats mode, preserve transients, and try a 1/16 setting. Now drag the reversed clip so it ends right before the drop. Typically, place it in the last half bar of your breakdown, so the reversed energy sucks into the drop. That's the classic inhale. Advanced timing tip. Pick one timing reference and commit. Either the ghost ends exactly on the drop grid line, or it ends 10 to 30 milliseconds before the drop, so it feels like it falls into the hit. Use clip start offset or track delay to nail it. Don't eyeball it. At jungle tempos, almost is audible. Step 3. Build the Impact Ghost rack. Talk devices only, but it'll feel like a weapon when you're done. On the Impact Ghost track, drop an audio effect rack. Make 3 chains. Chain A is subshadow. This is felt, not heard. Put EQ8 first. High pass gently around 30 Hz. You're cleaning useless rumble. Then you can add a little low shelf around 70 to 90 if you want a hint of chest, but keep it tasteful. Then low pass around 120 to 180 with a fairly steep slope. You're making a low bloom, not a full mix. Next, add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive somewhere like 2 to 6 dB, then compensate output. The goal here is psychoacoustic weight. You generate harmonics that read heavy on smaller systems without actually adding massive sub headroom. Then a compressor as control. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 20 to 30 milliseconds so you don't flatten everything. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. You're shaping the swell. Chain B is transient whisper. This is the click and edge, but ghosted. Start with auto filter in band pass mode. Set frequency around 2 to 4 kHz as a starting point. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Add a touch of drive, 2 to 4. Now you've isolated the air rattle zone. Then add gate. Set the threshold so it ticks rather than opens wide. Often that's somewhere around -30 to -20 dB depending on your print. Floor to minus infinity. Return at 0. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Hold 10 to 30. Release 40 to 90. This gate is where you get that nervous jungle urgency. Then add redux for subtle grit. Downsample 2 to 6. Keep it mild. This is tape damage energy, not destroy the mix energy. Chain C is room slam. This is the dark space right before the drop. Add hybrid reverb. Use a convolution plus algorithm blend. Pick a darker warehouse-like room. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Decay about 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. And roll the highs down with damping so it stays ominous. Then EQ 8 after the reverb. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz. This is huge. Low end and reverb at 170 BPM turns to mud instantly. If it's harsh, dip a little around 2 to 4kHz. Then utility for gain, trim and width. Width around 120 to 160% can feel wicked, but do not rely on width for low end. Keep lows mono via EQ discipline, not stereo tricks. Trim gain so it sits behind the breakdown. At this point, play the Ghost in context, not solo. Solo will lie to you. In context, you'll hear whether it's a tease or a spoiler. Now step 4. Macro map it so you can perform the tension. Create 5 macros. Macro 1. Ghost length. We're basically mapping the feeling of the ghost evolving, not literally changing clip length. Map the auto filter frequency on chain B and the hybrid reverb dry slash wet on chain C. So as the macro rises, it can open the band pass and increase room presence. That reads like the ghost is approaching. Macro 2. Darkness. Map the low pass frequency on chain A and the reverb damping and hybrid reverb, so you can go from muffled menace to slightly more revealing tension. Macro 3. Grit. Map saturator drive on chain A and redux downsample on chain B. Now you can go from clean pressure to crunchy threat. Macro 4. Gate pulse. Map gate threshold and release on chain B. This one's powerful. It turns a static reverse into a rhythmic, panicky stutter without you doing edits. Macro 5. Stereo threat. Map utility width on chain C. Tasteful. If you widen too much, it'll vanish in mono and the club translation will fall apart. Save the rack as impact ghost. Dark side once it's working. Future you will thank you. Quick coach note on gain staging. Aim for the ghost peak to sit about 6 to 12 dB below the actual drop peak. Another way to think. The bar before the drop can be 2 to 4 lufs quieter than the bar after the drop, and it'll still feel massive because contrast is the real loudness. Now step 5. Make it rewind-worthy with arrangement psychology. Here's the classic move. Ghost into stop into drop. In the last half bar before the drop, let the ghost swell in. Then in the last eighth note or quarter note before the drop, hard remove your main drums and bass. A micro stop. You can leave the tiniest tail of the ghost, or go dead silent. Then on the drop, full impact. No apology. In Ableton, do it with automation. Automate the impact ghost track volume to rise into the drop. Then either mute your drum and bass groups for that tiny moment, or automate utility gain down to minus infinity. Utility automation is often cleaner than mute, because you can shape the curve. If you want a proper old-school cue, add a single snare flam right before the silence. Quiet. It's like a little hand signal to the dance floor. Now the evil variant, the fake drop. Place the ghost one bar earlier than expected. Let it land into a halftime empty bar or a break-only bar. Then do the real drop one bar later. This is misdirection, and if your groove is strong, it's pure chaos in the best way. If you care about DJ friendliness, keep the fake out on a clean 8 or 16 bar boundary. That way someone mixing can still trust your phrase structure even while you're being mischievous. Step 6. Glue it to the drop with sidechain and frequency discipline. We want the ghost to tease, not steal headroom. Add a compressor at the end of the impact ghost chain, or even on each chain if you want more control. Enable sidechain and feed it from your kick and snare boss, or create a dedicated trigger. Here is a pro workflow. Make a silent MIDI track that hits exactly on the drop downbeat, route it to a tiny click sample, and sidechain from that. Now the ghost movement is consistent even if you swap kicks later. Settings. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 0.3 to 3 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction at the strongest moment. The ghost should bow to the real hit. If the ghost is too revealing up top, put an EQ 8 at the very end and low pass around 8 to 12kHz. That keeps the mystery. Step 7. Optional for jungle authenticity. Ghost chop. Slice the ghost clip into 8th notes. Nudge one or two slightly early or late, very tiny. Add quick fade so you don't click. Or instead of slicing, you can do a rhythmic gate feel by driving your gate or even autopan with a groove swinged sidechain trigger, like a swung 1/16. That gives Tate's place urgency without actually editing the audio. If you want a little extra spice, add beat repeat subtly on the transient whisper chain. Interval 1/8, grid 1/16, chance 10 to 20%, and keep it quiet. This should feel like nervous system activity, not fill. Now, common mistakes to avoid, because these are the ones that ruin the illusion. If the ghost is too loud, it becomes a spoiler. If there's too much sub, you lose headroom before the drop and the drop feels smaller. If you don't use silence, nothing feels like impact. If you don't EQ the reverb, you get mush. And if you overwhiten, you kill punch and mono compatibility. Do a quick mono audit, put utility on the master, width to 0%, and listen to the pre-drop. If the ghost disappears, it was relying on stereo tricks, and in a club it'll underdeliver. Extra dark side pro tips before we wrap. Try pitch drift for menace. Add shifter or automate clip transpose and descend by 3 to 7 semitones over the ghost duration. Descending pitch reads like incoming violence in jungle language. Try early reflection slam instead of a long wash. In hybrid reverb, bias toward early reflections, heap decay shorter and use predelay. You get warehouse wall hit rather than big ambient smear. And resample as you go. Print a clean ghost, a dirty ghost, and a room ghost. Then treat them like arrangement layers. Swap per phrase, mute and activate quickly, and your tune evolves without you rebuilding the sound every time. Here's your 15-minute practice.